So sometimes the best defense is a good offense. You know, this is some, it's a phrase you might hear thrown around in different circles, such as could be in just actual like military battle, or in something as simple as a board game, like a game of Risk. You definitely hear it a lot in sports. So in football, you know, a good offense can really make a difference on a defense. Because a good offense, you know, one that can really, you know, take the ball, drive down the field, a nice slow, methodical drive, take time off the clock, and then you get down to the end of the field and you score a touchdown. How good that can be for defense. Because it does several things. One, it takes a lot of time off the clock so that now the other team has less time to score. But also, the longer that you're on offense, the more you're holding onto the ball, the more time that your defense is on the sideline, you know, and they're resting and getting charged up. So when it is their time, they can come out in the field and they can be ready to go. You know, so you can see how a good offense can really help their defense. But also, having a good offense, the more you're on offense is good because when you're on offense, it's like you're in control. And you're in control of the game, you're in control of the situation. So what does all of this have to do with the gospel? Nothing really, I just like football. No, just kidding. So I think that the way that that principle of a good offense helping your defense, that also applies to our spiritual life. And especially in our battle against sin. Especially in our battle against sin. Because here's the thing, when we're, as Christians, it seems as though we are constantly on defense against sin in this world. You know, everywhere we're constantly being pummeled by sin. Everywhere we look, everywhere we turn, there's temptations to sin. There's our natural inclination to sin. There's all these opportunities, near occasions for sin. Everywhere we turn is this close to running into sin. And when we're constantly dodging sin, we're constantly on defense, it can wear you down. And to the point of sometimes then you just give in and you fall to sin. I think we've been on defense long enough. I think it's time we go on offense. Give our defense a break. See, in the gospel today, Jesus, he was very clear about the seriousness of sin. When he says, you know, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. He's like, this is a big deal. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better to go into heaven with only one eye than to go into the eternal hell. You know, Jesus isn't kidding around here. He's just like, the sin is serious and needs to be dealt with. But literally speaking, it's not actually our hand that causes us to sin, right? It's not our eyes, it's not our feet. They don't cause us to sin. What actually causes us to sin, it's our human will. It's our human will that causes us to sin. So when Jesus is saying this, he's not actually advocating for us to cut off our limbs. He's not saying, hey, go lop off whatever body part you need to. He's not saying that. But what he is saying is that when it comes to sin, that we need to be ruthless in our attack against sin. We need to be ruthless in our attack against those temptations, ruthless against our sinful inclinations. Jesus is saying that it's time to go on offense. It's time to go on offense against our sin. So what does it look like to go on offense against sin? I think the first thing is we need to recognize our opponent. If we're going to attack, we need to know who our opponent is. So what is sin? So sin is, it's an offense against God, an offense against his love, against his mercy, against God's goodness. It's all those times that we turn away from God, we turn away from his plan for our life, those times that we turn away from the way that he's calling us to live, when we turn away from his love and mercy. But sin is a funny thing. Because even though that we see sin, we know what sin is, we can even identify sins, I don't know how much we really know our sin. Like, how well do we know? We know what sins we commit, but how well do we know our sin? You know, because I think we can fall into a couple different camps here. I think in one instance, we could be the people, we could be like seeing sin as, well, not even sure if it is a sin. It's really minor. It's no big deal. And we can dismiss it. We can dismiss our sins as saying this isn't actually a big deal. But I think the gospel's pretty clear. I think Jesus is pretty clear that all sins matter. Right? He doesn't say, you know, if your hand causes you to murder, cut it off. He doesn't say if your foot causes you to enter into serious sin, cause it off. No, he says if it causes you to sin, cut it off. There's no distinction about the level of sin. Jesus is saying, you know, a sin is a sin, and sin is serious, and we need to deal with it. So on one hand, we can see sin as no big deal and just dismiss it. But on the other flip side, I think, is that we can see sin for what it really is, see how severe it is, how bad it is with our relationship with God, and see that it is a big deal, and that can lead us into shame. And it'll lead us to want to hide from our sin, hide from God, and ignore it, so we don't have to think about it then. What I'm saying is if we want to attack our sin, we need to know our sin. It means we need to think about it. We need to own it. We need to look at the sin and figure out, what is my weakness? How does this sin keep on getting me? How does it keep on getting through? I need to learn about this sin. How does it get me? So we need to identify our sin. We need to own our sin. We need to learn and analyze our sin, and then we're ready to attack. You know, so Jesus says in the gospel, he says, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Okay, so we already said that's not what he's calling us to do. But what if? What if there's an app on my phone? What if there's an app on your phone that causes you to sin? Are you willing to delete it? How far are you willing to go? What if it's the actual phone itself that causes you to sin? Would you be willing to get rid of it? It is better to enter into heaven without my iPhone than to go into Gehenna. Or what if different conversations that you have, they cause you to sin? Would you be willing to stop having those conversations? What if it's alcohol that causes you to sin? Would you be willing to quit drinking alcohol? What if staying up late causes you to sin? Could you make yourself go to bed early? What if it's your job that causes you to sin? Would you be willing to find a new one? The reality is none of these are small things. They're all big things, not easy. But the question is, how far are we willing to go? How far are we willing to go for Jesus? As I get ready to wrap things up here, I'd like to invite you to join me in a meditation. And if you would, I'd invite you to close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, I want you to just imagine in front of you all of your sins. Imagine seeing yourself in those sinful situations. Maybe you see yourself gossiping about somebody at work. Maybe you see yourself arguing with your spouse. Maybe you see yourself looking at something on the computer that you shouldn't be. Maybe you see yourself skipping Mass or skipping your prayer time. Maybe you see yourself yelling at your children. Or if you are a kid, maybe you see yourself disobeying your parents. Take a step back and look at all of your sins. See yourself in your sins. See yourself in this mess. And now with your eyes still closed, I invite you to imagine yourself turning around, turning away from all these sins. And as you look up, you see Jesus hanging on the cross. He's hanging there with his arms outstretched. And he looks upon you. He looks upon you in all of your sin, in all of your past, in all of your messiness. He sees it all. And even though he sees it all, he says to you, come to me. Come to me. Leave all of that in your past and come to me. See, as Jesus, he doesn't care about your past. He doesn't care about the sins that you've committed. He just wants you. He desires you. He loves you. He's calling you out of the sin. Come to me. You know, I ask the question, how far are you willing to go? As we look upon Jesus on the cross, we see how far he was willing to go. That there was a point in history where Jesus went on offense. He went on offense and he carried that cross. He embraced the cross. He carried it up that hill and he carried all of our sins with it. And as he died on offense, he conquered death so that we could all have the chance to be with him forever in heaven. But that's as far as he would go. We need to go the rest of the way because he's not going to force himself upon us. He's not going to make us be with him forever. We need to choose. Do we want to go to Jesus? He says, come to me. Do we want to go to Jesus? Or we can choose to stay in our sin. He's not going to make us. We can choose to stay in our sin. That could eventually lead us to hell. But we need to understand that's not what he desires for us. What he desires is for us to be with him. And so he calls you, come to me. Now the choice is ours. How far are we willing to go? Go ahead and open your eyes. The reality is, that we're in a constant battle. That we're in a battle against our sin all the time. And the reality is actually we're battling multiple sins. All of us. And when we look at that, it might be overwhelming and say, you know, yes, Jesus, I want you. I want to come to you, but I don't know if I can leave it all behind. I don't know if I can walk away from it. So today, I invite you to pick one. Pick one sin that Jesus is calling you out of. Identify that sin. Analyze that sin. Get to know that sin and then attack it. Attack that sin. Know what it does. How does it get to you? And attack that. And do it with Jesus by your side, leaning on Jesus, relying on Jesus. And conquer that sin. And once you've conquered that sin, then pick another. You know, as Christians, we've been on defense long enough. I think it's time we give our defense a break. And we attack it with a good offense.